This is Doug LaFolla, Secretary of State. I call to order the meeting of the Board of Commissioners of Public Lands on March 7th at 2:01. The Attorney General is not here. Do you know what his plans are?
Yep. I think he just showed up.
I'm here.
Oh, he is here. I don't see. I'm sorry. I didn't see him. Oops, I lost everybody. There we go. Okay. So the first item on our agenda, which I've all got, is the approval of the minutes from February 21st. I looked at those and they seem to be, as I remember, do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
I so move.
Josh?
And I will second.
Okay. Does anyone have any wishes to comment or make changes or additions? If not, I would urge a motion to pass them. And I would vote yes on the minutes.
I also vote yes to approve the minutes. Is that?
And John, you voted yes?
Yeah, I'm voting yes on that.
All right. So that passed with 3 votes. The next item is approving the loans. We only have 2 loans. Let me scroll down to them. 2 loans. Both of them are pretty straightforward. Rich, any reason we should be concerned about anything?
No, these are like you say, Doug, straightforward loans. Not much to talk about.
All right. In that case, I would entertain a motion to approve the 2 loans. For a total of $250,000.
I'll make that motion.
And I second.
John.
Josh.
Is it made by Treasurer, seconded by the Attorney General. If there's no comments or questions, I would call for a vote on that. And I vote yes.
I also vote yes.
And I'll vote yes as well.
So the 3 loans passed on a 3-0 vote. The next item is no old business and no new business. We're a pretty feeble organization. We don't have any business. The investment report.
And just for clarification, was that 2 loans or 3 loans? I just wanted to make sure we were clear.
There were 2 loans, to a total of $250,000.
Yep. Okay. Just want to be clear.
No problem. Okay. Chief Investment Officer.
In light of the lack of business, I will continue that and then not have a Chief Investment Officer report today. Thank you.
Okay. Let's see how verbose Tom can be.
Well, I'll keep it short. So. Rich and I have continued to attend the Wisconsin Towns Association district meetings that are scheduled throughout the state. There are 4 more in-person meetings scheduled this month, and it's given us a great opportunity to strengthen our relationship with the Towns Association and communicate the benefits of our loan program to the town officials and also to meet legislators in their home districts. A bill has been introduced to extend the UW Merit Scholarship Program that is funded with earnings from the normal school fund. And I'll keep you apprised on the progress of that bill since it's just been introduced. There's no movement on it yet. The normal school fund is heading toward a record distribution this year in the neighborhood of $1.1 million to the UW. And finally, we will likely have a couple of submerged land leases up for consideration at an upcoming board meeting. This is one of those unusual duties of BCPL, as we are designated as the leasing agent for the state's lake beds and river beds. The lease payments do not go to any of the 4 trust funds managed by BCPL. Rather, those lease payments actually go to the general fund. I don't know if these leases will be up at the next board meeting, but probably the one after that. But just trying to give you a heads up that something out of the ordinary is coming for consideration. So, and that's my report for today.
Yes, thank you, Tom. You know, those lease beds can occasionally be controversial. if there's someone in the area that doesn't think it's a good idea to put something out there in the Lake Michigan or whatever. There was a famous one that was fought up in Door County that I remember going up and actually looking at it before I voted. Tom, you mentioned the record money coming into the public school fund there. Do you have any comments on the discussion of what to do with that money? There's some question about trying to come up with a new proposal, remember?
My personal belief is that the normal school fund should at least dedicate some money to what were the normal schools, the teacher colleges. And the former state treasurer back in 2016 or so had come up with an idea that some of the monies of the normal school fund should go to fund merit scholarships for the UW. And my own personal belief is that that was addressing a problem of the UW, not a problem of the state. So, but that is my own personal view. That is, it is the board's prerogative to set the policies of BCPL, and I defer to your wishes on this. But I'm just giving you my own personal opinion.
But we ought to talk about some options as to how we could direct that money. Is it our discretion, or does the legislature have to agree?
The legislature has to agree. The actual distributions from the normal school fund are set into a particular statute. I think it's 36.47, where it defines where the monies go. So a certain tranche of the money goes to the Nelson Institute for Scholarships. Another piece of it goes to the Extension for Scholarships. $300,000 goes to UW-Stevens Point for environmental education programs, and the balance of the earnings go to UW for merit scholarships. And because of the fact of the way that the UW defines who's eligible, if I'm not mistaken, they use the results of the ACT or one of those tests. A lot of the system schools don't even require those tests. And so the vast majority of the money goes to UW-Madison students.
Okay. Well, Stevens Point is one of the former state schools. That's correct, isn't it, Tom?
It is.
And yeah, so giving money to them would fit with the program. So can this board come up with a new plan and then pass it, if assuming we, the three of us, would agree, and then send it to for approval?
What the board could do is pass a resolution asking the legislature to consider dedicating the normal school fund to a particular area of the UW. But like I said, the actual distribution is determined by state statute, and writing state statutes is the purview of the legislature with the approval.
Yeah, of course. Well, Josh and John, what are your feelings about this? Do you think we should come up with a new plan that fits the original intent? That would be probably going to the former schools, which would include all the branches, except Milwaukee, maybe. I'm not sure about that. And probably Green Bay and Parkside would not be included because they didn't exist back then.
Well, I mean, it looks like the bill to get rid of the sunset date on the merit scholarship plan, it seems to be going through pretty quickly. I mean, they just had a hearing in the assembly, and I think there's another one scheduled for the Senate. Was it today or tomorrow? But pretty soon. So and the way they've put it out, I don't think it's going to be controversial, honestly. I think it has bipartisan support, honestly. Yeah, if you know exactly, Tom, you can correct me on that. But I think it...
I don't know, so...
I mean, I forget. I think it's, what is it, AB 67, I think. I can check that real quick, but...
What would that piece of legislation do, John? I admit my ignorance.
So basically what it does is, all it does is remove the sunset. The program, the scholarship funding thing was supposed to sunset at the end of April. And this bill just takes away the sunset date. So it continues on indefinitely.
So if that bill passed, then the distribution that Tom outlined would continue.
Correct. And it's okay. So it would just be basically what's been happening. It wouldn't be any different.
Well, again, do you or Josh have any interest in trying to change it?
I will say I have not looked at the details of it, but I don't know that the a proposal from us is likely to have much impact on the approach that the legislature takes. You know, I think if they were looking for input from BCPL, that could be, you know, it would make a lot of sense to discuss that. But my impression is they're likely to, the legislature likely pass whatever it's going to pass, you know, irrespective of what position we take. But I don't know, Tom, if you've got more insight into whether that's an issue the legislature is looking for any input on.
Well, I would guess they probably haven't thought about it. It's sort of not in their sights as something important. Tom, I'm sorry.
I would concur with that. I don't think the UW wants our input. Let's put it that way. They had people at UW System Administration had promised to talk with us before they had pushed forward with anything. And there was absolutely no communication on this whatsoever, nor have they even provided any update on how the money was spent, who got scholarships, how many were awarded. It's been a black hole of information out of the UW.
Wow. Have we complained and asked them for a report?
Profusely last year, and they finally came up with some reporting. And then radio silence ensued again afterwards.
Okay. Well, the UW, quote, now includes the state's, the former state schools.
Right.
So if we were to approach the legislature, and I presume it's a particular committee, and say that we were interested in returning it to its original purpose, and we would recommend, we would like to work with them to set up a system of providing scholarships to the former state schools, which would include La Crosse, Eau Claire, Stevens Point, et cetera, and then we'll see what their reaction is. I don't know. UW would probably start squealing.
Well, I just checked and it went through. They had an executive session, joint finance, and it went through 16-0. So I don't think trying to oppose that bill would make much sense at this point.
Yeah, but again, they have no idea what they're doing because they don't know that the money was supposed to originally go to the state schools. I'm sure they don't know that, probably, unless someone told them. I doubt they know. Well, it's kind of a minor point. I mean, the money's going to help students. It's just that it doesn't fit the original purpose. And I'm enough of a purist that I would be willing to make an effort to change that. But I would bow to the will of the board, John and Josh.
I would just say practical reality is that's probably not go anywhere. So it's probably not worth the political capital, as it were, to go after this issue if there's something else you wanted to address.
Well, I wasn't suggesting that we try to change the voting on this piece of legislation. I was thinking more that after that passed, then we would put together something to approach them and ask about changing it in the future. But again, I'll recommend we put that on a future agenda so we can think about it. So at the moment, Tom is finished, which means it's time for the board chair's report. And I've just been reporting enough that I'll say there's nothing in particular for me to report at the moment. and future agenda items, I suggest we put this on there. And I asked both John and Josh to think about it a little bit. I mean, how many of those schools are there? There must be about 12 of them, right, Tom? Probably about 12 of those state schools.
That sounds about right. I mean, the normal school fund in its original incarnation was for all kinds of normal academe, which became teacher colleges. And not all of those teacher colleges made their way into the UW system. You know, there were a number of them in smaller counties that just ended up going away. And so it wasn't a perfect match for the original normal schools to the current UW system, but it was the closest you could get. The fact is, the normal school fund was actually, for a period of time, dedicating its earnings to the general fund. In 1965, the legislature looked at it and said, you know, there's not much earnings here, and there's no more normal schools, so let's just put that money into the general fund. Well, and after that, it was kind of forgotten for a long period of time. It wasn't until 2009 that the normal school fund was earning enough money that, in essence, we asked the legislature to find a new home for those earnings, at which point several different places within the UW were identified as potential programs to be funded. And it started from there. In 2009, if I remember correctly, it was about $300,000 of earnings. So we went from zero to $300,000 to now we're at $1.1 million within a relatively short period of time. So the fund has grown. We've done a better job of managing it and producing those earnings. And UW has stepped up to ask that certain programs be funded more than others. So,
okay, well, it's on the agenda for next time, and we'll think about it. I just to give you my opinion, Josh and John, is that I would propose that we send a letter or a memo to the legislature explaining this history briefly and saying that we would like to discuss the possibility of rededicating those funds to the former schools to where it was intended, and say, are they willing to consider working with us on that and see if we get an answer. That would be my approach, but we can talk about it next time. Okay, before we adjourn, anyone have a comment about anything? If not, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
I second that.
All right. All in favor of adjourning, say aye. Aye, Doug.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
Two people reluctant to adjourn. Okay. All right. Thank you all very much, and we'll see you next time.
Have a good week, everybody.
All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Stay safe.